This is Fresh Air. I'm Barbara Bogave in for Terry Gross. On this archive edition, we're celebrating Father's Day by featuring sons talking about their fathers. One of those sons is saxophonist and composer Branford Marsalis.
You grew up in what is now America's probably most famous jazz family, the Marsalis family. Your father, Ellis Marsalis, is a pianist. When you were growing up liking the pop music that you liked, did you feel about his music the way, say, I felt about my father's old Benny Goodman records?
I felt about my father's music the way that my next-door neighbor felt about his father, the chauffeur driver. That was just what he did.
Uh-huh.
How did you feel about your father's
Benny
Goodman
records? Oh, yeah, I guess I didn't. I really disliked them until I got much older.
Well,
in my 20s, anyways.
Jazz is not for kids. I know there's an argument. My brother says jazz can be for kids. I don't think jazz has a level of sophistication that's just way too hip for kids. It's not a music for kids, and it certainly wasn't a music for me. But it wasn't like he'd play them and I'd go, arr! I would just leave the room.
He just didn't care.
And turn on the television in the other room until it was my turn to listen to my music. And then I'd put on Cheech and Chong and Elton John and James Brown and whatever I wanted to put on. And my father would stay out. And then when James Brown came on, he'd come in and say, yeah, kid, yeah, Jack, I like that. And then he would always dance to it. When he danced to it, he would snap his fingers on 2 and 4, which was the funniest thing in the world. You know,
that's great.
Yeah. Cold sweats going on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like a cold sweat. Dun, dun, dun. Do, ba, da, do, do, dee, da. My father's going, yeah. Do, 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 dee, da. I'm like, no, Dad. It's just funny.
It's on the one.
Oh, yeah. It was classic.
Oh, that's great.
Branford Marsalis talking to Terry last year.